From St. Anthony Parish, Alston, Massachusetts.
Today's second reading comes from one of the most misunderstood books of the Bible. In fact, it's so misunderstood that when I encourage people to read the Bible, I tell them to leave this book aside and not read it for a more advanced time. This is the book of Revelations, formerly known in English and still known in other languages as the Apocalypse. It is St. John of Patmos's famous visions of the end of the world and intensely symbolic. Today's second reading is interesting because first we see that this is the end of the book, and if you were to look at your missalette, you'll notice that the citations indicate that there were two passages missing. Ironically enough, the second passage that's missing is a passage that says, "Do not let this passage go missing." But the first one is interesting too. So you can see these verses, and this is the last paragraph of the book of Revelation. So go home and look it up if you'd like. In your missals, you will see the words, "Blessed are they who wash their robes so as to have the right to the tree of life and enter the city through its gates." This is ancient symbolic language, and it references those who have repented from their sins and embraced the grace of salvation from Christ through his death and resurrection. The next line in the book is one of those verses that is not in your missalette. It says, "Outside are the dogs, the sorcerers, the unchaste, the murderers, the idol worshippers, and all who love and practice deceit." That describes those who are not saved. Now, we are Catholics in a Protestant country. The defining point for the Protestants is what is known as sola scriptura, that comes from Martin Luther. One of those who branched on from him was Calvin, who taught what is known as double predestination. That teaches that God created some people to be saved and some people to be damned. That was the belief of the Puritans and the Pilgrims. None of that is Catholic. Many people have come to understand God to be that famous, that's what we see in that famous movie, The Wizard of Oz. And I'm talking about that green hologram that you see and the one that screams, "Silence." That's not Catholic either. My father used to tell me when I was growing up, he says, "You know, when we were kids, we didn't learn this God is love you stuff. We learned God was to be feared." But God does call us to love him. However, a lot of people have that false Wizard of Oz images. And in fact, here in Massachusetts, we have an interesting legacy. Let us remember that the most famous American sermon was ever delivered here in Northampton, Massachusetts, "Sinners in the Hands of an Angry God," delivered by Reverend Jonathan Edwards in Northampton, Massachusetts. None of that is Catholic either. We believe in Scripture and tradition. So we believe in Scripture, but through the guidance of the Holy Spirit, we believe that our tradition is also part of the way God communicates with us. This includes the writings of the saints and the magisterium of the church and so many other things. That is that great difference between Catholics and other faiths. And it also separates us from those on how we deal with the people described in those two verses from the book of Revelation. The verse about those who are saved and the verse about those who are not. Those who seek Christ find him, and those who reject Christ never do. But both cases are their own choice. Recently, there was a picture of people protesting pro-lifers by calling an unborn baby a parasite. You'll never get those people to understand Catholic teaching on anything, so we'll leave them outside. However, the church is full of people who are in the middle, some who are saints seeking to draw closer to Christ, and others who are sinners who have not yet reached that, they are not ready to embrace Christ to the level he calls them. St. Paul reminds those who are seeking to draw closer to Christ, those of the former group, that they were once of the latter group, the ones left outside. In order for one to move from the latter group, those left outside, to the former group, what we need to do is we need to meet Christ. And this is done through prayer, and it's done by just beginning to pray. The greatest act of evangelization we do is to teach people to pray as the saints prayed. If a person is in the latter group but seeks to find Christ, he or she needs only to begin praying to Christ and asking our Lord to lead him or her to know him more. doing that on a regular basis will change that person. That means we understand the power of prayer in the life of sinners. In our tradition, there are many saints who are great spiritual writers, some who are real fire and brimstone preachers, like St. Louis de Montfort, St. Alphonsus Liguori, St. Peter Damian. Any of them had no problem teaching of the fires of hell, but ironically, they were also the greatest preachers on God's mercy. Each of them communicated that one founds God's mercy, even in the depth of the worst of all sin, by simply seeking Him through their prayer and allowing Him to lead us away from sin and into holiness. We know that action is inspired by the Holy Spirit. Today, many people outside the church hear the preaching of those who focus on one of the missing verses in today's second reading. They hear them being condemned to hell daily without a full understanding of what we actually preach. That is because they don't hear the preaching on mercy, and they don't hear the path to mercy. That path is an invitation to seek Christ and to ask Him to teach you how to find Him. We do not preach that enough, and we do not pray enough for the conversion of sinners. Yet the model is in the words of those saints from our tradition who never turned a blind eye to sin, but always understood the way to preach mercy. The most important thing we can all teach regularly is for people who feel they are the outsiders in that missing list to simply learn to speak to Christ. If they do that, they will learn the path of washing their robes, but it is through Christ and His Holy Spirit that they will learn. Some will never do that and remain on that omitted list, but others, through your simple explanation and prayers, will go home and secretly begin to do exactly that. They will be grateful someday that you did not make God appear to them like the hologram in The Wizard of Oz, but you showed them how to encounter Christ, and that will make all the difference.